Race Tasmania is returning in February. We had a fantastic inaugural event last January in Simmons Plains and also at Baskerville. It's just a one event, one meeting program this time, and it's going to be at Simmons Plains from February the 11th to the 13th, so 3 days, including practice and all that sort of stuff. One of the co-founders of Race Tasmania is Barry Rogers, who joins me now. Good morning, Barry.
Yeah, good morning, Martin.
Again, we're going to see the Supercheap Auto TCR Australia Series, the S5000 Australian Drivers Championship, because they're the open wheelers, and the Turtle Wax Trans Am National Series as well. So three national categories, but we're also supporting them this time with some local categories too.
We certainly are, Martin, and the racers from Tasmania, the people in Tasmania are extremely passionate about their motorsport, and the local categories are always very strong. You have a popular HQs down there, and they're quite valuable these days. So the ones that still race those are taking a bit of risk with their with the value of them. And the Hyundai's little XLs have become a really popular category in recent years, and that provides some really great racing. It's particularly a great category for young drivers that are contemplating a career in motorsport. It teaches them excellent racecraft, and it's quite exciting for the fans. And Simmons Plains, one of the best racetracks in Australia for fans. You've got to get up there on that hill and you can see the whole track. You watch them come down to the hairpin, particularly watching those S5000s head into that hairpin, and you don't think they're going to stop because they brake so late getting down into there. But, it'll be non-stop entertainment for fans. One of the big things with our race meetings that we endeavour to do is have really short gaps between each race, so the fans are constantly entertained by the activity on the track. So I think should be great value for them.
For the S5000s, of course, they broke the outright lap record, I think, on Saturday during qualifying, and then smashed it again on Sunday. So they are extremely quick, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, Martin, and I think every chance they might do that again this year. We've got a slight change in our tyre compound for this year, so I think you'll see that they'll be quicker again. So certainly something for the fans to get excited about, to see if they can break the lap record, which, obviously, as you say, was broken last year, but prior to that, I think it was 30-odd years since it had been broken. So, it'd be really good. And look, some wonderful and successful Tasmanian drivers will be taking part in all the categories. We've obviously got Owen Kelly in a Trans Am. The evergreen Tim Shaw, he's running around in a Trans Am. Young Adam Garwood, he's testing a 5000 for us down there next week. We're running a 5000 down there, so there'll be a bit of excitement with the Tassie boys.
Yeah, and you mentioned in the Trans Am, of course, there's a new guy there called Lockie Dalton. I don't know a great deal about him. And Nathan Hearn, of course, the reigning champion. We could almost adopt him as a Tasmanian because he's been down here. He's been running Speedway sprint cars, which is something totally different to a Trans Am.
It is, and it's something that, look, Marcus Ambrose really pushes these young guys to, drive different cars, don't sort of get stuck into one category. Learn, it really helps their racecraft. I mean, the speedway running on the dirt, there's no better place to hone your skills. And you have a strong series down there in Tasmania. And Nathan certainly enjoyed his three meetings that he did down there. And I think potentially heading back later in the month. So really good.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the Hyundai XLs too, because I went to every round of the Tasmanian Circuit Racing Championships last year, and I can tell you that they are the best entertainment on the local program. There's something like about 21 or 22 of them, and there's four or five at the front that are very competitive, and just exciting stuff to watch.
They certainly are, and for the young guys coming through, I mentioned it earlier, the racecraft that it teaches them. I mean, they're a car you've got to keep the momentum going in. Obviously, not high power, but teaches them great racecraft. Respect their cars, because if you're bashing into each other too much, you won't be going too far. And for the fans, they really do provide great entertainment. There's no doubt about that. And at Simmons Plains, look, there's to come for a day there over the weekend. If you come on one of the weekend days, it's $30 or $35, depending which day. If you want a 3-day pass, you can come all 3 days for $65. So it's, really, it's great value entertainment. I know things haven't been easy for people in the last 12 months, 2 years, but to get out there in the fresh air and enjoy some exciting motorsport, I sort of urge people to get online to Race Tasmania, the website, to have a look at your tickets. There will be tickets available at the door, but get online to secure yourself a ticket, and look forward to seeing all the fans there.
And, of course, it'll be a COVID-safe event, and I'm sure you've had plenty of practice with that in the last 12 months, Barry, with other rounds of the TCRs as well.
we certainly have, and look, to be honest, I've got to give a lot of credit to Motorsports Tasmania and Donald Potter down there, the way that he really, as much as, you know, we sort of the face of the event. It's really Motorsports Tas that make it all happen, and they did a tremendous job last year when COVID was really at its peak in that period, and how it was all managed was fantastic. And the support of Events Tasmania and the Tasmanian government, you do need the support of governments at the moment with these events. There's no doubt about that, and they certainly, without that sort of support, we wouldn't be able to get such a big show down to Tassie.
Yeah, some people listening may be thinking, who the hell is Donald Potter? He's the General Manager of Motorsports Tasmania. I've known Donald for a long, long time, and he does so much behind the scene that people don't know what he's getting up to, but he's a hard worker,
exactly.
Isn't he?
Exactly, and I hope he listens in because he is a legend, and the people from Tasmania need to know he pushes motorsport better than anybody else in Australia. He does a fantastic job, and obviously Peter Killick was involved with the event down there prior, early days too, and a lot of credit's got to go to those people and their passion for motorsport. Seriously, it's there's no better people in the country.
You're preaching to the choir here, Barry. Don't need to worry about that. Tickets available at www.racetasmania.com.au. Barry, thanks for your time this morning. Look forward to catching up with you.
No problems at all. I'm looking forward to get down into your beautiful weather.
Good on you, Barry. Thanks for your time this morning.
Catch you later.